We're joined in the media center by provisional number one qualifier in the funny car division, Matt Hagan. Matt, you ran a 3.890 at 328.46 miles per hour to put you at number one for the day. That was a great run that you made during Q2. What's the importance of making great laps as you start on Friday?
I mean, we got a hell of a race car right now. We just come off some, you know, semifinals and finals and on the Western Swing. And, I mean, you throw Denver out of the mix, you know, which is kind of crazy. We've had a great combo that's gone a lot of rounds so far, and you know, rolling here and have two great laps right off the bat. You know, just a lot of confidence right now. I mean, that the car was digging early. I mean, obviously, it had a lot of wheel speed and washed early, so you kind of know it's on a good run, but you're trying not to like oversteer it either and let it settle back down in the groove. And then, you know, it's just running good. You know, I mean, Dickie's got a lot of confidence in the combo that we got. The wind is a lot bigger right now, and this is like the momentum we need to head in towards the countdown. So if we can make up a couple points in a couple rounds here, maybe move ourselves up to a fifth or fourth or something like that in our position, we got a really good shot at trying to come out here and hunt hard for this championship.
You talked about the countdown. Obviously, we're going to finish this weekend and then go to the U.S. Nationals. Where do you want to seed yourself heading into the countdown?
Well, I mean, obviously, everybody wants to do the best they can. You know, I mean, that's what we're going to try to do. But I think that, you know, for us and what I've seen in the last three or four races put together and coming off that Epping win, you know, we have just really kind of getting things where they're clicking and jiving and really, really that ball rolling right now in the right direction. And this is one of the more exciting, you know, end of the year kind of finish. Like a lot of times we like start off really hot and then we kind of fizzle out or you know, vice versa. And it's just one of those things where I really think like we're starting to peak at the right time and come in. I mean, because you have to win two or three of those races out of the six in the countdown. And that's looking ahead. Like right now we need to look at Sunday and trying to win this race. But just being able to have the confidence to go up there and make two great runs on this racetrack, go down both lanes, have some good data to work off of both. I think it's really good looking into tomorrow when it gets a little hot and we're working on our race day setup.
Mm-hmm. Questions, Matt, from the media.
Can you take us through that last run? I mean, when did you know that run was kind of out there on its own island?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you have fast wheel speed like that early and it washes really hard, you know, I mean, you know, and it doesn't come loose, then the crew chief, you kind of know that he's getting all of it out there, you know what I mean? And then it's just, as a driver, you're trying to pull it back to where it's already washed, but it's in, you know, you got to pull it back into the groove a little bit, but you can't do that too fast because, you know, if you start yarding on these cars really hard out there, then they will come loose on you. So it's a fine line of when, you know, you can start to really kind of bring it back and let it settle in the groove, and then the clutch wants to come at it out there in the middle like that, and that's where we really see the most G-force. And so you're trying not to drive these cars too much, but in a funny car you have to drive them no matter what, you know. So it's a fine line between all that, but like honestly, you know, I don't see the scoreboard or anything like that, so I know it was good when I turned the corner, my guys were kind of clapping and high-fiving.
Do you think it'll stick going into race day?
No, I think there's obviously tomorrow, if we'll run first, you know, before after dragster, so we'll kind of be the same time situation. So I really think that as the track improves and more rubber gets out there, it's probably going to be an opportunity for more of those high 80, low 90 runs out there tomorrow. It just kind of depends on the weather, if we got cloud cover or how the conditions in the track are, but I'm not confident that it will stick tomorrow.
What's your confidence level at headed into the weekend, hopefully to win this race and get that clinch into the countdown?
My confidence is huge. I mean, my lights have been great, you know, and the car's running well, and our window that the crew chief has found now with what we're doing in the bell housing and some different things, it's opened our window up so much more that the car is so more forgiving that he can make wholesale changes, and it's not just such a fine line on a razor blade that we're walking all the time. So he can miss it a little here, a little there, and the car still goes down the racetrack. And the amount of times that we've been on the racetrack versus smoking the tires, knock on wood, has been huge in the last four or five races, and that's allowed us to go rounds and to, you know, obviously for me to focus on my lights and being able to leave. To be able to leave and have confidence in what I'm doing, I'm not worried about what the car is going to do.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.